Welcome to Good News Reflections, written by Terry Modica of Good News Ministries of GNM.org. Building your faith for everyday life using the scriptures of the Catholic Mass.
Thursday of the 26th week of Ordinary Time. Today's theme, simply because God is good. Think of something you've been waiting for, that you're hoping will soon happen, something that you've been asking from God with many prayers of yearning and heartfelt supplication. Has God been ignoring your prayers? Today's responsorial psalm from chapter 17, verses 7 through 9 and 13 through 14, especially verse 13, is one of my most necessary favorite scriptures. When the Holy Spirit was first teaching me about longevity and prayer during great difficulty, the Lord made this verse pop into view quite often. He enjoys giving us comfort and hope. If it seems like your prayers for an end to your current trials will never be answered, remind God and yourself out loud of this promise in His Word. I believe that I shall see the good things of the Lord in the land of the living. Amen. Alleluia. In today's first reading from Job chapter 19, verses 21 through 27, poor Job is still waiting to see the return of the good things in life. But rather than despairing because he has confidence in the goodness of God, he trusts that he won't have to die first before he sees the glory of the Lord. He says that in his flesh, meaning in this life on earth, he shall see God. The key to Job's confidence is expressed in the next line. My inmost being is consumed with longing. Longing for what? The return of good things? No, he longs for God. He knows that his friendship with God is essential. It's of utmost importance, and from this all else will follow. Not because of his own goodness, not because he has earned the right to have his prayers answered, not because he deserves anything, but simply because God is good. God is good to all of us simply because God is good. Sometimes we think that our prayers are unanswered because we've prayed the right words or said enough rosaries. That's not true prayer. That's bargaining. God answers our prayers simply because he is good, and what we've asked for is good for us. The rosaries and other prayer efforts we make are a practice in self-discipline to align ourselves more closely to God, not to align God with us. Sometimes we think our prayers go unanswered because we're not good enough. Well, in fact, we are never good enough. God is always doing what's best for us and for all those who are affected by the prayed-over situation, simply because he is good. He who is good cannot do anything but good, no matter what, all the time. I believe that I shall see the good things of the Lord in the land of the living. Before I die, you can believe it too. Experience some of the joy of heaven while you're still on earth. This really is God's plan for you, simply because he is good.
This has been a Good News Reflection by Good News Ministries of GNM.org. For more faith builders or to learn more about this ministry, come visit our website. You'll find Good News Reflections available by email and text message, online retreats, prayer resources, and lots more to help you know the Father's love and grow closer to Christ and be filled with the Holy Spirit. Visit GNM.org today.